Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hello, everybody. We're now on video. Check us out. WCC Radio. You can see us on Twitter and Facebook again at WCC Radio. A little earlier than normal. Jace Frederick does a great job covering the Wolves for the Pioneer Press on their tumultuous day. Jace is going to join us at 1:05. As always, Adam Carter sets the order. What is the order today, sir?
Let's go you first, Dan second, and then I'll go last.
Okay. I've got a bunch, but I'm going to try to go quick here. I believe the gentleman's name is Greg Kelly from Newsmax. He's one of their big knockers. Last week, as he's bringing in a couple presidential historians, he's ripping how champ Joe Biden's dog looks. Dirty, mangy. He doesn't look like how a presidential dog should look. And he brings in a historian. And you know what the first thing the historian said? You're right, Greg. At first when I saw it, I'm like, people have to be exaggerating this. It can't be. But he brings in the historian. He asked the historian, Adam, and the historian also agreed that champ doesn't look like a presidential dog is supposed to look.
Well, I mean, you got to have an expertise on something. I mean, if you can't trust the presidential dog expert. Yeah, look at that. I mean, that's
great looking dog.
Mangy dog.
Well, I mean, clearly the dog needs to be put down at this point. I mean, we can't have a non-presidential looking dog. I mean, that just isn't.
And this will shock you. The dogs they liked were all the dogs of Republican presidents.
No.
Can't like a Democrat's dog. It's National Margarita Day. I'm going to say properly rated. Dan doesn't drink. Adam, what do you think and how do you like it?
Margarita is always one that there's a place for having a margarita. It's not like I would just go to a bar and say, I'll have a margarita. If I am on a beach or near a beach or thinking about a beach, I will order one, but often I am disappointed in the order. I do like them better on the rocks as opposed to the frozen. But more than not, I'll get it and I'll be like halfway through it or a quarter of the way through it and think, I didn't want this. I don't want this.
Were you talking about women and how they feel about a relationship with you? Is that what you were answering there?
There are striking similarities to that. Thank you for pointing that out.
I like it on the rocks, little bit of salt, and it's not very off. I'm with you.
The salt rim, whether it's a Bloody Mary or a margarita, enough. We don't need, I don't need to, you know, have salt all over my lips. It's not a good look.
Dan found me a story about a seafood vending machine. I don't need to get my salmon, my crab cakes, my tilapia, and right above it is my Reese's Pieces. Okay? No. I'm out. Adam?
Scallops there, E4. I'll hit E4. Scallops start dropping into the shelf. So you just grab your hand, you know, grab a lobster tail out of there. No, that's a vending machine too far. I'm sorry.
Yes, look at
there you go. See, yeah. Even if it was refrigerated, no.
Can no. I mean that's a little better than
yeah
caviar. But,
I mean, it. Mike's Mike. Dan's doing a great job grabbing these, but Dan's story was like just packaged salmon.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, all of our concern for Tiger Woods after seeing him yesterday. He sounded medicated. I'm sorry. I'm just going to say it. He did not look the same. He sounded medicated. He's still in a lot of pain after the back. He right now can barely bend over. He can't even putt. So he's trying to grab his sandwich and trying to blade it to putt. It was not an interview. We came away saying Tiger is going to be a factor at Augusta. And I know we all can go broke doubting him, but it was not a pretty picture. Rudy Giuliani on his radio show telling the story, how he was staring at Michelle Wee's underwear while she was putting. She used to putt in a very bent over manner. By the way, when she won a tournament I like to call the U.S. Open. And Rudy tells a story about seeing her panties. By the way, panties, that word overrated. It's underwear. And Rudy thinks it's funny, Carter. Your guy, Rudy Giuliani. What the hell happened to him?
Well, that's a whole show in itself to try to figure out what happened to him. But especially for Rudy and the recent antics, I would have stayed away from that topic.
Yeah.
But it explains why it gives context to those recent antics too. That this is how this guy views women. And so it's no surprise that he gets caught on video, you know, adjusting his microphone.
Yeah. I've come around. Who says I can't change my mind? About 6 weeks ago, Adam Carter brought up slippers. I was dismissive. I said, I don't know what he's talking about, but I have bought Quinton a number of slippers. And so it's twofold for me. I love these slippers. Very good. And also, I wear these when Q's at Kathleen. So it makes me think of Quinton.
There you go.
We share custody 50-50. But I now walk around in my slippers all the time.
I could do a little Fred Rogers moment here. Yes. My slippers off? Or put
off. Yes.
You know?
And I don't remember Fred Rogers quite looking that creepy. That's me. And the last thing, pickled corn. Pickled corn.
What?
Tremendous. Underrated. On its own, in salads, pickled corn, Adam.
Are these the little corn on the cobs?
Yes.
That's pickled corn. That's what that's called?
I never knew.
So that's...
I'm a big fan. I like it. Who did you say second? Are you saving yourself for last?
Yeah, Dan is second.
Okay. Right. So I've got three of them today, as per usual. Properly rated. The sun.
Yes.
When you walked outside today for the first time and you had that sun beating on you and it was actually close to, if not above, freezing by that point, holy cow, did that feel good. Especially after we've been through today's first day we've been above freezing since February 4th, according to the National Weather Service. It's sad that we have to point it out living in Minnesota, but the sun properly rated when it's out and it's actually warm.
So I went for a walk last night for about an hour or so at 5:30 as the snow was continuing and it was at dusk, turned into nightfall. And what was it at that time? Maybe about 30 or so. I probably should have said I've now come around in winter because it was so beautiful outside. Mm-hmm. And it was tied to the fact it was, 400 below for a month. But yeah, I walked out and grabbed the paper today. I guess I'm that old. I still got the paper, and it felt like I should be heading out to Horse Breath. So you're right. The sun and winter, good combo.
When's the last time either one of you took a rest day where you literally just did nothing all day long? Now, you both have kids, so that may just not be even remotely possible for you.
Yeah.
But do you recall a recent time where you were able to do that?
Go ahead. I'll let Chad make the joke, the obvious low-hanging fruit. Go ahead, Chad.
Adam, noon to three. That's what he's doing. Yeah. No, I mean, There are some days, not a ton because there's, you know, stuff going on, but like Riviera, where they just play the PGA Tour outside of Augusta and the British Open, whichever venue it is, it's my favorite golf tournament to watch. So I sat on my butt a lot this weekend watching Riviera. So I'd be lying if I said I was, I was feverishly solving the world's problems all throughout the weekend.
Saturday, I woke up and I just wasn't feeling great. Not like super sick or anything, but I just wasn't feeling. And I just took the whole day and said, you know what? I'm not doing anything today. Rest days, just a day to yourself. You don't have to do anything. There's no responsibility. You just get through a day, whatever you got to do, relax. Underrated. Being able to take that time. And I granted, I understand a lot of people can't do that. So I'm blessed that I'm able to. But I say those kinds of days, highly underrated.
Well, Dan and I saw this, Adam, you probably did too, where, and I'm home, you guys are not home, where instead of the coffee break, what some people are now doing is taking a 20-minute nap. If you were home, Adam, where is the 20-minute nap for you on our continuum for this bit?
I'm not a napper, and it's very rare that I do take a nap. I enjoy them when I take them, but because I usually, it's tough for me to keep it in that time constraint. I've heard that the mark is like 45 minutes. Anything less is good. But if you go past 45, you really get kind of, that's a second sleep and you kind of get out of it. So I'm not, I'm not a nap guy.
I had to learn how grad school, between, you know, working full time and then trying to do grad school full time. There'd be times where in the midst of studying, it's obviously a ton of reading because I'm doing it online. So, but there are times in the midst of that where you just, your eyes start drooping and you just, it's impossible to focus. And so I've had to learn how to take 17, 18, 19, literally that long minute naps, set an alarm right next to me and just kick back in the recliner and drop off. And if I can sleep for about that long a period of time, then get up, move around a little bit, get the blood flowing again, man, it makes all the difference in the world in being able to power through all that studying.
And number three for you is?
Number three is, you know, of course, spring training's underway, but we're going to talk to Thad Levine next hour. But I got to tell you, I have less anticipation for this baseball season than I have in a very long time. And I think that's tied pretty specifically to the understanding that after this year, the collective bargaining agreement is up, and there are no signs, I mean zero signs, that the players' union and ownership are going to be able to cut a deal. I am fully anticipating a work stoppage in 2022 of some sort, whether that's a lockout or a strike. And that makes it hard to get really excited for this baseball season. Maybe it should be the other way around. I'm more excited because I know I'm going to miss it. But just it puts a bad taste in your mouth when you start thinking about baseball because there's all this money out there and these fools can't decide how to split it up evenly. It's just sad.
Yeah, you know, everybody's got their own view. I would just say enjoy this year more because we might lose it. But I get what you're saying. All right, let's pause here. Adam is next. Also, you can chime in as always. Send us a text, your version of overrated, your version of underrated, or your version of properly rated. 651-989-9226. We're back. The Lindis construction time check is 1252. You want to get rid of those ice dams and drafty homes for good? Reach out to Andy Lindis. We're in the middle of overrated, underrated, properly rated, and the floor is now yours, Adam.
Thank you very much. As we mentioned before, I had a little ice fishing excursion up to Mille Lacs this weekend for an annual event with some friends of mine. And it was a great time, very fun, but overrated. The fish that I caught, and I think Dan has the photo there, very frightening photo there, is that is a walleye, believe it or not. It is not the bait. That is one of the three walleyes I caught this weekend. And that is the second largest one. So that gives you an idea of what kind of weekend it was fish-wise. Now, that brings up an interesting point, which a texter pointed out. Where do I stand on the fish posing where, you know, the closer you hold the fish to the camera, the bigger the fish looks? And is that fake news, quote-unquote fake news? It can be done. There's a line that can be crossed here. So if you look at this photo of me staring wide-eyed at this this. I guess you could call it a fish. It looks like the fish is much larger than it actually was. So I
can't get over you though. I mean, this look on your face is completely distracting.
It's from rapturous, really.
Well, that's the point. Don't look at the fish. Look at the goofy guy holding it.
This is more reason for people to go to Twitter right now or Facebook at WCC Radio and see this bizarre look on your face right now.
Blue eyes, though. Look at those blue eyes pop.
Blue eyes are flashing.
Yes.
Also, your eyes can get very wide. I mean, dramatically. It's impressive.
Little bags under the eyes, too. That might be from the night before, you know, ice fishing.
That's a shocker.
Overrated that fish. Underrated, my dog's ability to be a covert, sneaky animal. We're staying in the basement of some in-laws as we build our home. So our dog, I catch her all the time standing at the top of the steps, and she's looking at me like, and I busted her. She knows that she's about to go downstairs and, you know, eat something that she isn't supposed to eat, which she always has done. But her ability to just be sneaky. By the way, that's Gertie. Can you see that?
Yeah. Beautiful picture.
Yeah. Is that a present?
Okay. Doesn't need to be washed, bathed, or anything.
Her ability to be sneaky, very good.
He also knows your reputation as a dog owner. She's always looking at you.
She's always on the edge around me, walking on eggshells.
Yeah.
Yes.
Stop that. No.
As do we.
Yeah. Don't look me in the eye. Properly rated. I was driving in today listening to Howard Stern. His take on Rush Limbaugh passing away was properly rated. So I'll just leave it at that.
You got to give it a little more. Did he point out some of the things Rush had to say?
Yes, that was part of the discussion, but it brought in, they found some of Rush's old air checks when he was a top 40 DJ known as, I forgot his name.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Wow.
Well,
did Adam just freeze?
Yeah, kind of did.
Oh, there, damn, that's perfect. Just a pivot. Well done, Dan. All right, I think we're back, but I wish this is where, if we could just go to that anytime we had mic issues during the show, just that dopey look of Adam. All right, Adam, go ahead. The camera froze briefly.
Yeah, no, just they're playing bits from when Rush was a top 40 DJ. And again, you're reminded that's what he was. He was a top 40 DJ before he became a talk show host. And then he created the Republican Party platform. So
amazing.
Good on him, but it was just from one radio giant's take on another radio giant.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. And if you can seek it out, check it out.
See, I listen to WCCO Radio. Dan,
I was listening to Corey Apple on my way in.
Yeah. Apparently, Adam's loyalty to the station, overrated.
Ooh. Never heard of the guy. Why do I want to go to him? Is the bits we do.
There's that.
Howard Stern, properly rated. Amazing, amazing career. And to be honest, as brutal as he could be on people, and it's not like he's timid, fairly dramatic change for Howard. All right, good stuff. We have a number of overrated, underrated, properly rated nominations from the audience. We will get to those at 1:35. So if you want to keep sending them in, you can. Don't forget, we'll talk about Ryan Saunders out and his legacy and the changes when Jace Frederick joins us when we come back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.